We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're turning this morning to Dave Leventhal. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for Business, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider, and also Washington, D.C.'s biggest Bills fan. I think it's not a stretch maybe to say that. But hey, Dave, how are you even able to focus this week knowing what's coming up Sunday night?
I don't know. I'm really worried about having to go to work because my mind might be elsewhere now. I mean, it's just like all Bills fans, this is just an absolute, you know, days-long high. But just as the Bills, I think we're all going to have to remain focused on other things, whether it's shoveling snow in Buffalo or dealing with the absolutely monumental calendar that we have up here on Capitol Hill as well.
Yeah, on that calendar, what is the highlight for you? I know your focus has been a lot on the Stock Act and trading and some of these dealings within members of Congress that are now, for the first time in some cases, being brought to light. What is the heat like on Nancy Pelosi and some other members of Congress after this report from Insider about their ability and how they've been trading, and maybe members of their inner circle have been trading and making money?
The heat, Brian, is hot, and it's coming from both the left and the right, which is odd to say here in 2022 when everything seems to be so polarized. We have a situation here which is growing and growing in a very bipartisan way, shockingly bipartisan way. There have been about a half a dozen different pieces of legislation that have been introduced by Republicans and Democrats to basically pinch the ability for lawmakers in Congress to buy and sell individual stocks. And the overriding concern here, which we detailed in our Conflicted Congress report back in December, is that the lawmakers are investing in companies that, number one, have an incredible amount of business on Capitol Hill. They spend millions of dollars to lobby the federal government. They have sometimes billions of dollars worth of money tied up in government contracts or are vying for government contracts. And then the lawmakers themselves, they are privy to just a tsunami of information that that regular Americans are not when it comes to being able to make smart trades on those stocks. So put that all together, and that's why there's so much concern up on Capitol Hill about it.
How close are they to actually taking a vote to take some action on this?
Well, that's a huge question that Nancy Pelosi is going to have some definite control over. Nancy Pelosi, when I say she's in the middle, she says, hey, look, and I'm paraphrasing here, but she says, this is a free market economy. If lawmakers want to be able to buy and sell stocks, they should be able to. But you have people on the right, including Kevin McCarthy, the leader on the Republican side, and Senator Josh Hawley, who say, no, absolutely not. This is a conflict of interest. We should be going in potentially a different direction. And then on the left, you have AOC and Elizabeth Warren, a couple of other representatives, including Abigail Spanberger, who's a representative here very close to Washington, D.C. and Virginia, among a chorus of others, growing chorus of others, who are saying this is just completely not acceptable and we need to do better as Congress, and we need to basically engender trust with the American people.
For Pelosi, it's a little more complicated than her or herself, you know, buying and selling. It's more her husband who's under the microscope a lot of times.
Yeah, and the current law as it stands right now, it doesn't really make a distinction between whether it's the lawmaker, him or herself, who's buying and selling the stock, or the lawmaker's spouse. The law, as Congress passed about 10 years ago, basically says, look, if you're a member of Congress or the spouse of a member of Congress, you have to disclose this information. The member of Congress can definitely benefit from trades that a spouse is making, so therefore you have to basically disclose this information publicly, although as our reporting showed, there have been dozens of lawmakers and hundreds of top congressional staffers who have failed to even clear the bar of disclosing properly their stock trades. So that's another reason why there's this renewed call for a ban or other types of restrictions on the ability for lawmakers and top congressional staffers to do exactly that, trade stocks.
Dave, there's a Senate showdown coming up today on voting rights, but it faces a steep hurdle. Why is this even coming up for a vote if they know that it won't pass?
Well, a lot of it is just trying to keep a promise to push as far as they can among Democrats. But this is really going to be, you know, in kind of a way that could be damaging to Democrats, just a week of Democrats versus Democrats, as opposed to Democrats versus Republicans. Now, certainly Chuck Schumer and other Democratic leaders are going to pin all of this on Republicans, who absolutely almost 100% oppose new voting rights bills that have been forwarded by Democrats. But as we saw yesterday during Martin Luther King Jr. Day on the holiday, Democrats are going to bring this up for a vote. They feel like this is going to be something that if they didn't bring it up for a vote, or bring up also to the potential rolling back of the Senate filibuster, which is another obstacle to some of these votes not being taken, that they're going to be breaking a promise. But it also could too result in another self-inflicted wound for Democrats, and Republicans are kind of sitting back just saying, hey, have at it, guys. We're all too happy for you to suck up all the oxygen in the U.S. Capitol while you debate each other.
Dave, always appreciate the time. Hope you enjoy the game on Sunday. Dave Leventhal is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.